by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Glad to be with you once again. It is Wednesday, November the 6th, 2024, a day after the general elections across America. And of course, the information that we have this morning, we know that the proclaimed winner from the presidential election of 2024, it is none other than former President Donald Trump. He's passed the 270 required to win the presidency. That from NBC News. They projected that the first battleground victory went to Donald Trump in North Carolina, where NBC News projected that the former president would win for a third straight election in Congress. The Republicans expected to take control of the Senate after 4 years of Democratic control. And the Democrats, meanwhile, they saw Josh Stein defeat Mark Robinson in North Carolina in what was one of 11 gubernatorial races across the country. Measures designed to enshrine the right to abortion passed in several states but failed to pass a 60% threshold needed to pass in Florida. And with a win in Wisconsin, Donald Trump, he cleared that 270 electoral votes needed to clinch the presidency. The victory validates his bare-knuckle approach to politics, or at least that's what he and his cronies are thinking today. He attacked his Democratic rival in deeply personal, often misogynistic and racist terms as he pushed in a really nasty picture of a country overrun by violent migrants. The coarse rhetoric paired with an image of hyper-masculinity resonated with angry voters, particularly men, in a deeply polarized nation. As president, Donald Trump, he's already told us what he wants to do once he was reelected, and that's that he vowed to pursue an agenda centered on dramatically reshaping the federal government and pursuing retribution against his perceived enemies. Speaking to his supporters this morning, Trump claimed he had won an unprecedented and powerful mandate. Now, Project 2025 that we've been hearing about for the last 6, 7, 8 months or so. Now, my question is all of what was in Project 25, which is a 900-page document that could really change the face of how American politics and how American government is run, will it become a reality? Will the Republicans put it in place? I believe so. Well, we just want to share with you some of the results after election night 2024, and that's what we're doing this morning on the Inside Scoop. I am your host again, Thero Martin. Glad to be with you this morning. And Sheree Darden, the publisher and owner of the Scoop Media Outlet, she's going to join us this morning on Zoom. So you will see her and hear her as we talk about some of the election results overnight. I tell you, it is quite a morning to wake up to what I'm looking at as a new America for sure. And a mandate, majority, a popular vote and the electoral vote won overnight by Donald Trump. He will be the 47th president of these United States. Sheree Darden joins me right now, our madam publisher of the Scoop Media and the executive producer for this program for sure. If it were not for Sheree Darden and her visionary actions, we wouldn't even be on the radio hosting a show today. And so we thank you and we say good morning to Sheree Darden.
Good morning, Thera. I'm glad to see you made it up and out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been listening to you. I listened to you on WWDB this morning.
Yes.
Because, of course, I'm up. I think that I'm kind of still shocked.
Yeah.
Not so much that Madam Vice President lost this election, but at the fact that the way that it's going, it's a real eye opener. I think that people who believe that we are something other than what we are need to see that we are Black African American people. We are living in a white man's world, and that people in these roles make their decisions, and that we're still the people who are not the decision makers. You know, it's very sad to see, but as a Black woman, as somebody who was very grateful for the opportunity for a woman to be in this position, but also very scared about the fact that whether or not the United States was ready for a Black woman to be president. Because I think as Black women, that was something that we all held. We may not have spoken about it, but it's a unfortunate reality is that, are we really ready for this? You know, is this real? And to see that it's not real is, you know, it's an eye opener for some people, but for those of us who are listening in these rooms, you know, it's frightening, you know, to know that for all of the fights and all that has gone into history of getting African-American people and minorities into rooms where we are, to see that now we can possibly be pushed back to the 50s or the 60s, where all of this fighting and all of this growth and all of this, you know, more than growth more than anything, can be taken away now very easily, you know, and it's just very frightening. So as a publisher, and I tell you this as Scoop, my goal is to, for now, to be still. You know, we just have to really, really be really vigilant, be still, pay attention to what is happening all around us, and play this game the way that we have to do to survive for us. Because as a media owner, I'm petrified. You know, Scoop has been struggling during the Democrats, during the Republicans. You know, we walk around yesterday trying to distribute papers so that people can be informed, and tons of people still refuse information. You know, people don't want to be informed. They want to see what's on the surface and make their decisions based off of what they see and what they hear. And knowing that people are in that position and knowing some of the information that is being spread, you know, it's very easy that people can be bamboozled or duped or put into a situation where they make decisions that are the decisions that people want them to make. So all of the things that are going on right now, I know that a lot of people are really, really stunned, mystified, like, with all that could possibly happen, how is it that people can make these decisions? It's because, first of all, there's so many things that were on this table. You know, people chose their one area and they voted based on that. You know, white men, white women, Black women, all of us, Hispanics, everybody had their own area and their own concern, and they stuck to it. And for Donald Trump's benefit, a lot of these things were the things that they were actually talking about.
Well, one of the things that I believe, Sheree, is that some of us maybe have counted on or believed that there were certain populations that would be supportive of a Kamala Harris. I believe there were even some of those populations who smiled in her face all the time, want to take her place. And so they were not giving true signals to her, whereas we may have thought there was a population of Hispanic people who were going to be diehard supporters behind a Harris-Waltz win. We may have thought that there was some white women populations who were really going to come out and show up for Kamala. And then what did they do? They turned the other way, I believe, on election day. And that's why when we woke up this morning, things ended up like they did. But in Philadelphia, Sheree, from where I sit, and I don't have all the numbers, and I have not had an opportunity yet to talk to Commissioner Omar Sabir today as of yet. But I believe that we did pretty good in Philadelphia, that folks came out, that voters turned out better than they have in some past elections. As I went around the city, and I personally visited about 8 polling places. I was at the 12th district. I was at ward, the 11th ward. I went to the 59th ward. I was at the 50th ward. I was at the 13th ward and a couple of others. All in the morning part of yesterday's election day. And there were lines of people. And even a couple of places where I didn't see the lines with my own eyes, but poll workers told me, Thera, the line was wrapped around the building when we first got here this morning. And I believe them. They didn't have to exaggerate to me. Up there at Dorothy Emanuel Recreation Center, the 50th ward, my polling place, in fact. So people did turn out in Philadelphia, but at the end of the day, it still wasn't enough. I know that Kamala won Philadelphia, but we lost the state of Pennsylvania.
So what? One thing for certain, too, for sure, that in every loss, there is a win. You know, there is a win. And one of the biggest problems that Philadelphia has had since I've been a publisher of this paper is this, on the sliding scale, is the lack of engagement, the lack of people not showing up, the lack of people not voting. So to see that people were out in droves, that people have been engaged, that people have been participating in this conversation on both sides, speaking honestly and putting their opinions out about how they feel. That was a win for the city of Philadelphia, you know, because we were in a situation where people really weren't participating. So, you know, we actually have been awakened and we are participating and we are now voting again. Hopefully this continues on. And that in this time where we're going through this transition of change and going from a democratic national level.
Yes.
Because Philadelphia is still a democratic, you know, city. But moving to a Republican, like national level, and understanding what the expectations will be going forward and how our lives will change and what is actually going to happen, whether it is Project 2025 or something else, you know, because at this point, the Republican Party now will be in control of everything.
Yeah, so they won the House and the Senate.
So it can be anything that's coming our way. And these people are business people. And I'm not going to say, you know, they have their agendas, but everybody has an agenda.
Everybody does.
If we haven't learned it, everybody has an agenda. You know, so knowing that now we are living in their world, you know, and that we will have to adjust and live in a Republican nation again and figure out what it is, their expectations, and move forward. But we're doing this knowing that after yesterday that we did show up, you know, and that if we work together, we actually can do some good things, even in their world. And right now, what we need to do is just why I'm being still. I'm telling you this. I'm not making no moves. I have to figure out how to run a newspaper and stay alive. I was going to have to do that whether this was a Democratic state or not.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been struggling over here as a media company, period. That's our struggle regardless. But knowing that we're now in unfounded, different territory with people who have different agendas, things that are completely different than what we expected or where we've been. You know, and from a business standpoint, the way this is going, and I always speak in terms of business and life, we were on this line, and now we're going to do a whole shift over here. We're going to a whole new world. And when you go to this new world, you know, we have to be our eyes open. We got to be vigilant. We got to pay attention, and we got to learn the rules over there, you know, because it's going to be rules. And when
new rules
there,
all the way.
It's going to be yes, new rules.
My.
I mean, but again, I'm thankful that people did vote. I hope that we played a part in informing people and getting them to go out and vote and fight for themselves. Because for a long time, we haven't been, you know. So, it's a win and a loss, you know.
It's a new day, and we've got to have a new attitude. And I'm imagining that Democrats and Republicans alike across the country are thinking already about next steps and what they're going to do next. I know I've already heard that here in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Democratic City Committee, and they always meet on Wednesdays anyhow. Oh, they'll be doing that today. I'd love to be a bug on the wall just to hear about some of their conversations and talking about the various wards and how the ward turnout was across the city. But again, I'm hearing that we did pretty darn well. Well, in Philadelphia, Kamala Harris did win the city of Philadelphia. She won by 78%, which is 3 percentage points less than what Joe Biden won the city in 2020. But that's okay. I mean, she did the best that she could. I'm just so sorry that we lost the state of Pennsylvania. I know that things are still kind of close to call with U.S. Senator Bob Casey, so we don't know if it'll be McCormick or Casey. McCormick is in the lead by a couple of a percentage points. I'm prayerful. They're going to find some more votes as they continue to count votes in Pennsylvania today, because all the mail-in votes have not been counted. And maybe, just maybe, Bob Casey will have a chance to come back in as the senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Then with Joanna McClinton, the Speaker of the House, I'm told that she is going to remain the Speaker of the House, even with things as they've gone. But I'm not sure about that. Now, I got that from a new state representative that was just elected into a full two-year term. So I'm not sure about that. I can't wait to delve into that a little bit more. I'm praying that Joanna McClinton, who made history by becoming the first woman, African-American woman, Speaker of the House in Pennsylvania, I'm praying that she will be able to maintain that seat. But if we have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, how are you going to stay speaker. I'm not sure.
Well, because that's on a national level. In the Pennsylvania elections, I don't think that many of our Pennsylvania seats were flipped.
Okay.
Because they we would have had to lose a number of Pennsylvania seats in order for her to be unseated and for her to have to lose that position. And I think that we're pretty comfortable there.
Okay. I'm going to try to pull up my numbers level. When I go to commercial break. I'm going to try to pull up my numbers so I can see what's happening there. But I hear what you're saying, I get it. There's the national level where it is both houses are now flipped to Republican.
The national level is now flipped.
Yeah.
But the Pennsylvania state, I think that we're still comfortable here and that she would keep her position. Now, when it comes to... You know what the bigger problem is for me, and as a Democrat, as the Democratic Party, I think that they have a major problem. You know, I think the Democratic Party itself is going to have to regroup and really, really think national, local, everything, because what this says is that, and I've been in rooms, I even was on a radio show there with Randall maybe 3 weeks ago, and we had a young
Randall
man
Robinson here at WWDB. Yes.
And Randall, on his show, I was co-hosting with him maybe 3 weeks ago, and he was a young man who spoke of some of the things that as a young African-American man, the Democratic Party wasn't doing for him. You know, and we have a lot of things that people need to actually really take a good look at, and see, you know, where they stand at, if they stand at all, you know, make a commitment. You know, I've been in another room. I was in a barbershop conversation with Senator Vincent Hughes, and some of the Black men in that room spoke of things that to me were completely against the Democratic Party's stance on a lot of the issues that were on the agenda and on the poll, you know, on the ballot. And it's just that we had so many, I can't believe how many issues there were. And people really were just picking their area. And like, this is what I believe. Women had their areas, you know, and our area, which is what one would think, you know, should have transcended against all, you know, because everybody has a mother, you know.
Yep, that's right.
Everybody that's here came through a woman, came through a mother, you know. But that too, obviously, was not the important thing on people's agendas, you know. And we have to regroup and look at that again, you know, because as a woman, I have two daughters, and I'm actually waking up this morning wondering what their life is going to be like, because I know some of the decisions that I've had to make as a young woman coming into this world, living through some of the things that were on the agenda, rape, abortions, just having to live through those types of things and knowing the decisions that I was allowed to make, they will no longer be allowed to make.
Right.
You know, so it's a time to really, really just really be vigilant, pay attention to what's going on, and making sure that when you act and when you do things coming up, that you actually are aligned with the expectations and the rules of the United States, if we're here.
I know,
because
that's right.
It's going to be a trying.
We don't know what all is yet to come. But one thing, Donald Trump and his supporters did tell us some of the things that they've cooked up for us. So I'm not going to say we're walking into this blindly with a return to the White House of Donald Trump. But there's also some surprises I think he's going to throw out as he gets back in power. My. We've got Sheree Darden on the line with us this morning. She is the publisher and the proud owner of the Scoop USA Media newspaper outlet. She's got the website. She's got the YouTube TV channel. She's got the radio program that we host, the Inside Scoop, here at WWDB AM. And guess what? The Scoop still needs your support. In order for us to continue to be a sustainable, proud, African-American owned and operated, woman-owned newspaper, we've got to have your support. So if you're listening right now and you own a business, if you're listening right now and you're the head of a nonprofit and you have some money in the bank, you're one of those nonprofits that actually has some funding, then we want you to advertise. Advertise on this show on WWDB. And the easiest way you can advertise is by calling the Scoop newspaper during normal business hours and say, hey, I want to advertise. Let me talk to Sheree Darden. Let me talk to one of the other people at the Scoop who can take my order and get get me on the radio at the Scoop and get me in the Scoop newspaper. And I was saying last week, Sheree, that you could do a double bubble when you support the Scoop. You can buy an ad in the newspaper and also get an ad on the radio show. Do a double bubble. So you got to call Sheree Darden. And the gold. What's the golden number to call?
215-309-3139. Actually, it's like a trifecta or a quadruple because we have three publications. So you can actually be in three different newspapers and on the radio and on websites, all of our sites. We have two different websites. We have an app. So you can be pretty much in a whole lot of rooms, if you join. And I'm not going as it as an advertising campaign anymore. This is a family entity. This is a minority Black family publication that has been here for us for 65 years.
Wow.
In maybe 3 weeks.
Wow.
And it's been here through situations like the one we're about to go through.
Yes.
And survived.
Yes.
And as a community, as people, we're going to have to come back to the point where we're dealing with some family principles and helping each other and adopting these things. It may not be relevant. It may not be visual today. You may not see it today. It's the day after this election. But going forward, we're going to have to do some things together.
Yes.
In order to get through.
Let's
some
be
things
unified.
Going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's going to have to change. So I'm kind of scared about life for Scoop, but I was going to be that way either way.
Yes.
I'm also hoping that the change in the need of why we need to be here will be reaffirmed and people will understand why we have to have our own media forums, because we have to have our own voice, even if it is stifled a little bit, because I think that media is going to go through a major shift as well.
My.
Because part of the agenda that the Republicans have laid out is controlling media.
Yes.
And taking on a different mindset of what media can do, because media is, as they say, out of control. Like you involved a little bit too much of our lives. So things are going to be changing for all of us. And as a media institution, we need to be aware of what's coming for us as well.
And so that's
how much impact we're going to have.
And that's all the more reason why we need people to support the Scoop USA Media. We're not going anywhere. We're no ways tired. Sheree Darden is no ways tired. Thera Martin is no ways tired. Reverend down there in Chester, Rocky William Brown, he's no ways tired. And all the other wonderful people that we have who are part of the Scoop, Sister Stephanie, none of us are tired. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing, but we can use your help. We need your ads in the Scoop newspaper. We need your ads on the Inside Scoop radio program. And you know what? There's one more thing you can do. You can get a subscription to the Scoop. Now, that's not going to make us rich, and that's not going to build up our newspaper in and of itself. But I'm just saying, it's so many times, Sheree, that I run into people, I love the Scoop. I love the Scoop. Where can I pick up the Scoop? You don't even have to go through that. Have it mailed to your home. Have it mailed to your place of work. Just do it. It's only $75 for 52 weeks. Do it. Do it today. I want that phone line at the Scoop to be so busy today. Sheree going to be like, wait a minute. Are we having a telephone over here? What? The phones are ringing off the hooks. That's what I want. So for all this talking, people, they tell us they love the Scoop. They love what you're doing, Sheree. Keep doing it, Sheree. And all that sounds good. It's real good to my ears, but we need action and we need to see some green. We need to see some green on the table. So call the Scoop today at 215-309-3139. 215-309-3139. I say the best time to call is between 10 and 4 p.m. And you'll talk to somebody. More than likely, it'll be Sheree or maybe it'll be Miss Lavender. Wonderful. Lorraine, we love you. And all the other people who work with the Scoop. And we don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of people standing there by Sheree's side. She does a lot of it by herself. But I'm telling you, call the Scoop today. Get a subscription to the paper. Get an ad in the paper. Do something to help us continue to be a sustainable African-American woman-owned, and by the way, the only woman-owned Black media paper in the city of Philadelphia, where she is the sole owner by herself, Sheree Darden. And people need to know that. We're very, very proud of what you have done and what you will continue to do. You're a visionary who comes up with ideas every day. I can barely keep up with you, but we're no ways tired. I'm going to keep trailing after you as best I can, as long as God gives me energy to support you so that we can continue to see success for the Scoop USA.
Wow, that was a lot there. And you know what? Ever since I became the owner of this paper, I've been telling you and all of the other people who have stuck with Scoop that, you know, walking into this situation as the owner, not knowing what I was walking into.
Yes.
You know, I was so thankful that you all stood by me and said that we're gonna make sure that this stays. You know, that means so much. To have people who are part of the institution willing to still work with me and help me grow and try to really understand, first of all, what media is and why it's important that we have media. So people who don't know, you know, I've been going through this transition the entire time that I've become this owner.
Yes.
You know, each year I grow a little bit more. I learn a little bit more. I actually have to sit a lot of time silent in the back of the room so that I can actually really go back home and decipher what I just walked into and how it works and why it works. And sometimes I'm asking a whole bunch of questions, you know.
Make like, this make sense this- for me, you said a couple of weeks ago. Make this
I
make
do
sense.
It all the time. Please make it make sense, because I come from a perspective where things need to add up. One plus one. I'm an accounting major, finance. I believe that stuff needs to add up. And if it doesn't add up, I'm totally confused.
Yes.
You know, and when totally confused, I sat there and I look and I write things down. I'm a list person, you know, and we're always trying to figure it out. But my thing is, if I can't make sense of it, I can't help other people make sense of it. Right. I really can't.
Right.
You know, and it needs to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to make sense. My discussion prior to this election was make it make sense. Why do I, as a Black woman, have to fight to be in these rooms? I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been reaffirmed, because now, unfortunately, our Madam Vice President has reaffirmed to me that Black women are still, we're not ready for y'all yet. You know, they're not ready for a Black woman publisher who's outspoken, who needs to be involved in so many things. You know, but that says to me, like, okay, I have to be careful and understand where I am and who I'm dealing with. You know, and it may not make sense, because I see something that probably the world doesn't see yet. You know, you just said I'm a visionary. I think outside the box. I sit back and I try to do things that I think are going to help people. But I need to always remember that I can only help people that want to be helped.
Exactly.
You know, we can only tell stories that engage and pull people along if they want to read those stories. You can only do but so much. And for those who do read Scoop, I am so thankful for them. You know, I ask every one of them each time, if you read it, please share it with somebody else so that they can actually see that we are here and we are working for them. We are not here to be, we're nonpartisan. We don't pick sides. You know, we share information based off of what is provided to us and what doors we're allowed to be in. I said it on WURD last week on another interview. Like, I wasn't invited to the Trump events. I was denied access to both of his events. I was denied access to Kamala's events. I wasn't in those rooms. You know, my writers were there, but the ability to get the information, I personally wasn't allowed. You know, so when you think of that, I said it in the article, make it make sense to me. How is it that I own a newspaper that reaches 40,000 people and neither one of these candidates wanted me in the room? It's okay, you know.
But finally, at the 11th hour almost, the Kamala Harris-Waltz campaign did do some advertisement in the Scoop. But heck, if they had started advertising 6 months ago, who knows?
Well, yeah. I'm a realist. I believe that God gives you things not a moment before or a moment after you're supposed to have them. You know what I mean? So they did things in their order, in their time. And I was thankful that they actually did come through and support a minority-owned woman paper, because that, to me, would have been even more ridiculous if they had not done anything. You know what I mean? Because I actually am the mirror image of what they were trying to say that they were trying to do. You know, you can't say or do something and not show up in the mm-hmm. manner in which you say you are portraying. Like, you just yes. can't. But they did come through. A couple people came through. Madam Joanna McClinton actually came through. You know, city council came through and put out some ads.
Councilman Jimmy Harity, yeah, yeah. And our president yeah. of city council, I love that ad he did. Mm-hmm.
Trying to engage the people. And I think that they understood or heard what I was saying when it was saying that as a community, we all need to take part in these conversations. Yes, yes. It doesn't need to be one. It needs to be a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody needs to show up and say, hey, y'all need to get it together. You know, we need to show out, which is, like I said, it was a loss on a national level. But as a city, Philadelphia did come together and they did combine and come out and show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something that we haven't been doing. I can't say that enough. You know, for the people who were working, trying to really, really engage people. People knocking on your doors. I mean, I had people knocking on my doors so much, you know, in the past 2 weeks. You know, that my daughters, they were like, no, we're not voting. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Well, the people knocking on the door, the tons of text messages, the tons of phone calls. Okay. It really was wearing. It's been wearing. And so at this point, you know what? I'm glad the election is behind us now. Let's move forward. And I agree with you, Sheree Darden, that we as a community, and I'm talking about African Americans in particular, we've got to pull together. We've got to come together more. We've got to unify and make some decisions about how we're going to orchestrate and go forward from this day and what we're going to do to make it through the next 4 years.
Yeah. And we have to be vigilant. Like, there are a lot of, like, the numbers are coming in, and it's not like just Caucasians aren't the only people that voted for President Trump.
Oh, and I know. You know. Oh, and I know.
So we have a lot of people who have been dissatisfied, obviously, and want change, even though that change may involve taking a lot of people's rights and moving into world where we're not comfortable with. You know. Mm. So that means that we just really need to really, really pay attention.
Yep.
I can't say that enough. My thoughts are that we need to
stay
open
woke.
Our eyes.
Stay woke.
Wait, you know, these are not, as Jesus in the Bible spoke in parables, these are not parables, baby. Your eyes should be open. You should see this. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be something that is not visible to us as people. We need to see really what is going on here and understand that change is here. You know, we need to now figure this out. I will say something that I often say, as far as our history, as a Black African-American woman, I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to Dobbins. I went to Reynolds for elementary. I went to Vaux for a year for junior high. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Dobbins. And I tell everybody, I did not know my history of who I am and why I am and the things that I've done until I began working at 18, when I worked with Tyrone Reed and Elias Williams and Bilal Quayum as their secretary in a nonprofit working for the good of the city of Philadelphia.
Yes.
And then moving on to the public defender's office, where I was taught how to work and help people. Mm. And then being blessed to be with Sonny Driver for 23 years, listening to somebody each and every night drill into my head the importance of history, how he was in World War II, and how he understood racism, and how he did not fight the war but became a band player because he was an African-American man who was treated differently in the war. Mm-hmm, like, these are the things that were drilled into my head.
If you know where you came from, you know where you're going. But you got to know your history.
I say that to say that there are a number of younger people my age, who do not know those things because it was not instilled in them. You know, I often say that part of the problem with us is that we were bamboozled. We were made to believe that we were something that we were not. You know, that we had gained this equality that really never existed. And we need to really go back and look at who we are and why we are and be comfortable with the people that we are and fight our own fight.
Yeah.
Because becoming a part of somebody else does not mean that you are winning. You know, it does not mean that you're equal. It just means that you're a part of something else.
We've been looking at the election results from November the 5th, yesterday, 2024. Sheree Darden, the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media, the executive producer for this program, Inside Scoop, on WWDB AM Talk 860. We're so glad to have the opportunity to chat with her this morning. We want you to get a subscription to the Scoop. We want you to advertise in the Scoop newspaper. We want you to advertise on the Inside Scoop radio program. How can you do all of that? Call the golden number, 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139. The best time to reach the Scoop is between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Fridays. Give them a call. Somebody's going to pick up the phone and say, all right, write a check. Write a check for the Scoop today. We're going to get your ad in our newspaper. We're going to get your radio ad on WWDB. And we're going to make for sure that you're in all of the media outlets that Sheree Darden has created for us. So, Sheree, thank you for joining me this morning on your radio program. We appreciate you. And anytime you want to come back, boss, come on back.
I want to thank you for actually hosting this radio program and bringing your column that you write every week to life. And giving people another opportunity to actually sharing the information that you shared in print and also communicate on a different level with us. Because as a media institution, we actually have to try to be in every room that we possibly can.
Yes, yes.
And bring our conversations to life and actually provide that support that we need across the board. So that's what the Inside Scoop is. It's funny, I have to share this. I looked back at the paper, some of the older papers in the office, and Sonny Driver actually had the Inside Scoop riddled all in through the older papers in like the 60s. He had a column, the Inside Scoop.
Get out of here.
So this publication and this show is actually something that he actually put in place years ago. But in my time, thank God,
with his guidance,
I've been able to move into some of the areas that he wanted to and make some of these things real. So we have to remember, first of all, as a media institution, as an African-American-owned, woman-owned media institution, we have to do some different things and try to be there for people in the ways that we need to be there. So I thank you for hosting this show. I thank you for all that you do for Scoop. And I pray that we can continue to do good things and help people, because each and every week, before I put out my paper, every single night, I have a prayer. I pray that God will allow this paper to get into the hands of the people that need it and help them make it through. That is a prayer that goes on every paper. Mm-hmm. And I do it with this show because at the end of the day, all that we do is to help people be better. Thank you for having me this morning.
Appreciate you
for giving me the space to actually share some of my fears. Some of my fears and my hope.
Yes. Our hope and our prayers
are definitely here. Yes. And that's what we need going
forward.
All
right. Thank you. Talk to you later on, Sheree Darden.
Thank you.
That's my sister and my publisher and my boss. We thank you so much for listening in this morning to this edition of The Inside Scoop. We got a little bit of time left, and I'm supposed to be talking with Robin Shine Maddox for a few minutes. She was going to join us to remind us about the She Shines Conference, which is happening this Saturday, November the 9th, at the New Covenant Church on Germantown Avenue, the 7500 block of Germantown Avenue. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and wind down on this edition of The Inside Scoop here at WWDBAM.
You want to get the word out to the masses about your business, event, or service? Well, Scoop USA Media is the perfect outlet. From print to online and radio, our media conglomerate can successfully reach thousands in seconds. Promote with us and see what Scoop USA can do for you. And then tell a friend. Call 215-309-3139 or send us a message on scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned, black run, black excellence. Get scooped. Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, black owned, black run, black excellence. Get scooped.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Okay, so it is 8:45 in the morning. You're listening to WWDB AM and President, former President Donald Trump. He's going to be the president again based on the way the election results came in last night. He won the popular vote. He also won the electoral vote. So, Donald Trump. He's feeling like he is definitely large and in charge. Some other election results. Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick won re-election to a U.S. House seat representing Pennsylvania. That became official this morning. Fitzpatrick, a four-term congressman and former FBI agent, represents a district based in Bucks County that Democrat Joe Biden carried in the 2020 presidential election. He defeated Democrat Ashley, a retired Army helicopter pilot who lost to Fitzpatrick by nearly 10 percentage points back in 2022. The Associated Press declared Fitzpatrick the winner at 1:23 a.m. this morning. And other news to share with you this morning, election related. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race between three-term Democrat Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. That could help Republicans pad their newfound majority in the chamber in a battleground state contest that is one of the nation's most expensive this year. McCormick led vote counting early this morning by about 100,000 votes, or 2%, but a significant number of votes remained uncounted. At Casey's election night party at a hotel in his hometown of Scranton, Mayor Paige Cognetti, a Casey ally, expressed confidence that Casey would ultimately win once all the votes are counted. But she told partygoers just before midnight to go home in hopes that a result would become more clear later today. We'll see how that cookie crumbles. Democratic U.S. Representative Andy Kim, he defeated Republican businessman Curtis Bashaw last night to fill the New Jersey Senate seat vacated by Bob Menendez. ABC News projected that Menendez resigned this year after his federal conviction on bribery charges. Now, Kim becomes the first Korean-American in the Senate. His victory keeps a reliably Democratic seat under his party's control. A three-term congressman, Kim gained national attention in 2021 when he was spotted cleaning up the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th insurrection, bagging trash. And Democrat Matt Meyer has defeated Republican Michael Ramone in the race for Delaware governor. ABC News made that projection. Meyer currently serves as chief executive of Delaware's most populous county and will now become chief executive of state government. His victory yesterday extends Democrats' decades-long winning streak in gubernatorial contests. Republicans last won the governor's office in 1988. Ramone, the GOP House Minority Leader, argued that Delawareans would be better served by restoring political balance to state government. In addition to the executive branch, Democrats also control both chambers of the General Assembly. And Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride has become the first openly transgender person to serve in Congress. She ran against Republican businessman John Whelan III. With significant advantages in party registration numbers and campaign contributions, McBride was a favorite in that House race. McBride established a national profile as an LGBTQ activist and raised more than $3.5 million in campaign contributions from around the nation. And Democratic Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, she won the U.S. Senate contest in Delaware yesterday, defeating Republican Eric Hansen. Rochester has served as Delaware's lone representative in the U.S. House since 2017. She will now replace retiring Democrat Tom Carper in the Senate, having been handpicked by Carper as his successor. Rochester is poised to become one of only a handful of black women to serve in the United States Senate. Hansen, a businessman who ran a largely self-funded campaign, was making his first bid for public office. And so there you go. Some of the results, just some of the results that we have from election 2024. Well, today is a new day. I have a new attitude, and I hope that you do, too. We have to accept the wins that have come in. We are a democratic society, and the votes say that Donald Trump is the winner. And so we will be prayerful as we go forward. And my prayer is that Project 2025 will not become an official reality, but it sure seems like it will. We've got 10 minutes to go before this program is over. And so let me just turn away from the political results for a moment and share a story that is just really crazy heartbreaking. A man who is paralyzed and bedridden was shot in his bed during an early morning home invasion in Philadelphia's Frankfort section. Investigators say the 28-year-old man was asleep when two masked men stormed through his bedroom and they shot him. Detectives say the intruders forced their way into the first floor apartment just before 3:30 a.m. on Election Day morning in the 4900 block of Duffield Street. Detectives said there was no argument or fight before the shots were fired. When police arrived, the victim was conscious and transported to Temple University Hospital. Authorities say a woman and their 4-year-old daughter were home at the time, but were unharmed, thank God. The two masked men were wearing dark clothing and took off without taking anything at all. This is just crazy. Police did find some security cameras in the area that may have captured video of the suspects. Anyone with information, please call Philadelphia Police and tell them what you know. And people out running errands in Montgomery County over this past weekend, they called the police on a woman who was allegedly pointing a gun at a customer at a music store. How about that? Plymouth Township Police shared video that shows the woman in the white sweatshirt at the Guitar Center on Chemical Road Saturday. She bent over when officers demanded she drop the weapon, but she allegedly picked it up again instead and is accused of pointing it at officers several times. She was taken into custody after lying down on the sidewalk. And on the WWDB sports page, Philadelphia 76ers Joel Embiid has been suspended for 3 games without pay after he reportedly shouted at and eventually shoved a Philadelphia newspaper columnist in a locker room altercation after losing to the Memphis Grizzlies this past Saturday. The announcement was made by Joe Dumars, executive vice president and head of the basketball operations for the NBA. Embiid's suspension will start with the next NBA regular season game that he is eligible and able to play, according to the NBA. The incident started when Embiid seemingly took issue with Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Marcus Hayes Saturday night. And as for our Philadelphia Eagles, they're traveling for Sunday's game to Dallas, Texas, where they'll face off against the Dallas Cowgirls. Yeah, I said it. I'm an Eagles fan through and through. Don't you see that green? I bleed green in Philadelphia. Yes, I do. And that weather forecast, the all-important weather forecast for this day, one day after Election Day, it's going to be sunny and unseasonably warm today. We're forecasting a record-tying high of about 79 degrees today. Woo, woo! I don't know what to do with myself today. And the record was set back in 1948. Tomorrow, morning clouds give way to afternoon sun with a high of 70 degrees. Take it while we can, because guess what? It's getting ready to really be chilly, so we better take these last few beautiful weather days that we've got while we've got them. That's all I can tell you. On TGI Friday, sunny and cooler, but temperatures will still be mild with a high of 67 degrees. And Saturday, as some of us head to the She Shines Conference for Women up there at the New Covenant Church, 7500 Germantown Avenue, we're going to have a beautiful sunny day, a pleasant day, a high of 64 degrees. Reverend Robin Shine Maddox says, come on out and support the She Shines Conference again this year. It's in its 5th year now, and it's a wonderful, wonderful event. The She Shines Conference, it starts at 9 a.m., goes until 3 p.m. on this Saturday, November the 9th, at New Covenant Church, 7500 Germantown Avenue. You want to know more? You want to know more about the She Shines Conference? And you got to call Reverend Robin Shine and her phone number.
her phone number that you can reach her on. The best number to reach Reverend Robin Shine. If you want to know more about the She Shines Conference, call 267-328-4592. That's 267-328-4592. And one more phone number I'm going to lay on you before I say goodbye, goodbye. And that's the number for The Scoop. We need you to buy advertisement space in the Scoop USA newspaper. We need you to buy ads on the Inside Scoop radio show here at WWDB AM Talk 860. And you can do that by simply dialing the golden number. That's 215-309-3139, 215-309-3139. And I want to thank Sheree Darden for joining us today and being my very special guest to help me sort of talk through just some of the election results and just some of our thoughts, some of the commentary as we look at the day after November the 5th, 2024 presidential election year across the United States. That's it for me. I got to get out of here. More great programming coming your way on WWDB AM. Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Inside Scoop. Remember, everybody, oh my Lord, life is so very fragile. Handle it with prayer. Bye-bye.